This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I need stories from Cappy's wedding. I was having fun on Friday. It's one of the only times I had fun on Friday, is when I said Lawrence is not here today because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. I think I might have said it 14 times because it was just so fun to say.
Lawrence Holmes is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence Holmes, who is off today, because he's at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence is at Rick Camp's wedding. Lawrence Holmes off today for the wedding of Rick Camp.
The crack producer. The crack man. Rick Camp.
We wish we had a recorder going at the time because I believe, was it Jay Lewoski is what he called him?
Jay Zalawoski.
I thought I heard a Jay Wazowski, like the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Maybe.
Jay Sawaski is the host of I'm Fat podcast. Are you fat or is that just the title?
I am absolutely fat.
Jay gave a beautiful speech.
Aw, it's lovely.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Campy and Sam.
The White Sox also introduced Luis Robber after he officially signed his $26 million contract. Ken Rosenthal reports 12.5 of that million will be paid in the first year, and Robber will start in the Dominican League as he hasn't played since last July. Rick Hahn yesterday at the press conference talked about how Marco Patti was so in favor of Robber that he was willing to give up his draft, deal with the consequences. It's not that hard to say. To deal with the consequences.
What is going on?
I don't know. I think I don't know if I like just like had a stroke or something and I didn't know it. But anyway, Marco Patti wanted Robber.
Are you okay?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
He's giving him the business down there. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We got you until 6 o'clock. We are going to be doing the midday show tomorrow. For logistical reasons, we got to get on a plane, or two separate planes, actually, so we can get out to Vegas to do the afternoon
we
show.
We get it, Lawrence. We're a lot. That's all right.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I felt the same.
You don't want to fly with us.
I'm trying to get on my own
plane,
too.
Yeah, we get it. You'd rather go down to Midway. We get it.
Yeah, I'd rather take a nice little easy stroll down Garfield Boulevard straight to Midway.
Quick question for both of you guys while we're on flights right now. Do you think this one will land?
Yeah. I just checked into mine. I'm very excited. Got an A group. Let's go.
I don't understand why we didn't go with the Lawrence Holmes Midway plan. I mean, what the hell were we thinking?
I don't know why you don't fly out of Midway at all, Speaks. You're way closer to Midway than O'Hare.
I often do, but this time, like, I guess it's that part where I'm just kind of letting the company take us. Love you, company. Good job taking us to Vegas. Thank you. So I'm letting them drive the bus on that. But Midway's just so much easier. You did say two separate planes, and for the record, we're not side by side. I had that thought as soon as you said it. I pictured us like just in our two private jets, side by side, refusing to fly together.
No, that's not it. It is probably important that there is some separation, though. You know, that you have two different planes going. And then, you know, we'll land and the circuit people will come pick us up, and that's always nice. And I guess I'll just have that limo all to myself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Air Force One and Air Force Two. Like, you never have the president and the VP on the same plane.
Correct.
Is that what you mean?
I'll be on Air Force Two tomorrow. And then
you're on Marine One tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I like that
you're
better.
You're on Marine One.
I like that better. I'm on Marine One tomorrow. And then I get there circa, and then the nice people pick you up. And then you get to hear all sorts of stories people who have been transported from the airport to Circa.
Uh-huh.
And whatever you want to drink is right there in the back of the limo, because that's how Circa rolls.
I told Tanny today when I got in, like, dude, the first thing I thought about this morning was the Circa limo tomorrow coming off the airport, coming out of the airport. It's the first thing I thought about.
They do it right.
They got all those free water bottles you can just take.
Yeah, definitely the water bottles.
Yeah, it's definitely the water bottles. It's not
a
battle to see who can
Jack.
Drink. See who can drink the most Jack between airport and Circa. And we got there. Well, I got three drinks in. Good job, everybody.
Dude, you're going to see my girlfriend Kaylin can put away some whiskey. She might outdrink me in the limo tomorrow.
Well, and the thing is that usually it's a pretty quick ride. But by the time we all get there, there'll still be a little bit of traffic. It's perfect for that to deal with. And then we'll be doing our show from Stadium Swim Thursday and Friday. We're going to kick off baseball season. Someone was laughing at me in the mob. They're like, wait, so you're going to have NCAA tournament basketball. You're going to have the start of Major League Baseball season. The Bulls play the Lakers tomorrow night too, right? I got all that. And it's like Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday's a big one.
And I'm going to have to ask someone about the White Sox.
Wait, when does DePaul play in that adorable crown tournament?
We still got another week, Speaks. We still got another week. But I am committed to going to the final if they make it.
Man, I love it. I want that for you.
If they make it to Las Vegas and play in that final, I will call Derek Stevens and the people over at Circa and be like, hey, I'm coming through. Because DePaul's playing for the crown of the frown or... The Sussex crown or something.
Yeah, they're trying to be number 113, I think it is, after the 64 in the tournament of 68.
I mean,
the other two.
We'll take it.
8 o'clock.
Because, what we have been is about 320th. So.
I'm looking forward to that moment on Thursday when every bit of the big screen at Stadium Swim is taken up by either baseball or college basketball, and every available TV is being used, and there's no White Sox. And you're sitting over on a chaise lounge with your feet in the water watching the White Sox on your phone.
I made a realization, Speaks, while watching college basketball this weekend, and there were a lot of interesting, like, coaching matchups. The headliner was Coach Cal versus Rick Pitino. Mm-hmm. And I think in some spaces, Rick Pitino has gotten himself a bit of a glow up over this past season, because St. John's won 30 games. They were excellent until they weren't. And I do think that's interesting that Pitino, as one of the game's greatest tacticians ever, got beat by a guy who people don't think is a great tactician with tactical basketball. So shout out to Coach Cal for being able to do that. But it occurred to me while I was watching games, and I don't know if your experience was similar, I think college basketball, whether we're talking men's or women's, is the last place for the narcissist coach.
The superstar narcissist coach.
Because think about, like, what we've seen with Ben Johnson. We haven't seen a lot of, and maybe this will change if we see him on the actual sidelines, but we haven't seen a lot of me. We've seen a lot of we. And with Craig Counsell, He doesn't even know our names. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess I'd do a radio show or whatever.
Is that offensive?
No, it's par for the course. It makes sense to do that. Not a narcissist. Billy Donovan, the farthest thing from a narcissist, and obviously has the connection with Rick Pitino. You can go and look up the Rick Pitino, Billy Donovan coaching tapes where he teaches you to swing the ball low after the ball fake and then keep your head up while you take the shot. Perfect form by Billy Donovan.
Now Billy's the middleman on the fast break. Coming at the defender, he's going to knock him back, change his pace, and now he's going to point that shoulder and place it in jail.
Billy Donovan on the station tomorrow morning, by the way, with Mully and Haw.
7:25. So we can react to that because we will be the midday show tomorrow.
Yeah, and the Bulls are in a very nice moment, having won 8 of 10, just went 4-2 on the trip. Should be good conversation with Billy, with Mully and Haw this morning.
Do you remember when we talked about Dan Hurley last week?
I do.
Like, and we as a show, Shane wasn't interested, but we watched the 60 Minutes piece on Dan Hurley, and then you figure out, what? Don't look at me like, I'm just messing with you, kid.
Are you kidding me? Stop celebrating!
That's
too busy winning the Irish Open, damn it.
You damn right you were. And you walk away going, he's got a couple national championships, and his team, I think, actually was good enough to be a national championship contender this year. They lost.
I don't think so. I don't think the talent was there. I think he actually did a pretty remarkable job in the back half of the season. And they had that Florida game won the other day, in large part due to his some of his coaching that has gone on. But anyway.
But that's what I mean. Like, they were right there with one of the best teams in the tournament. But the thing about college basketball is that it's celebrated. The personalities, that's what's selling the game.
Well, the coaches have always been the biggest stars, but the nature of their stardom has changed. Like, you know, back in the day, Dean Smith and Wooden and others were the stars, and they tried to keep players' exuberance under wraps in some way, and you'd have the coaches talking about the majesty of the program and the sanctity of the program. Now with NIL and people transferring from year to year, like, the nature of it has changed, but the coaches are still the biggest stars. I mean, nobody can name a player on McNeese, but everybody knows about Will Wade after this tournament.
Well, and they know about Amir Khan, the manager of the team who's got NIL money, and he's got the boombox.
For sure, but I don't think anybody can most people can't name a player on Drake, but they're hip to Ben McCollum now shifting from Drake to Iowa and having this be about him. So I think the coaches are still the stars, but it's definitely changed a little bit. In terms of, like, Hurley and some of these narcissists like you're talking about, they're both. And some of them are both interesting and loathsome. They are both connective with their players and super selfish and maniacal on their own. Like, they are a messed up species, and sometimes you get both.
So let's hear a little bit of both from Hurley. This was Hurley talking with Tracy Wolfson.
Coach, I could see the emotions on your face. I know this was a difficult one. You guys had them. You fought so hard, mucked it up. You said you made it a Big East game. Yeah. What happened down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, they showed their quality. I mean, you know, I thought we played with tremendous honor. I thought we played with the heart of a championship program and a program that's gone back to back. And, you know, for a team to, you know, to end, you know, what we really wanted to do, they were going to have to put us down. And, you know, obviously a worthy opponent like that, there's honor in the way we went out.
You mentioned that tournament streak, what you guys have been able to do. What did you tell your team in there?
Just love them. I mean, just love them. You know, this year has been a real battle. We've battled, and you know, we've had to battle our own battle and battle, and you know, at times, you know, I don't think we liked each other a whole lot with some of the things we had to go through together. But I don't think I'll ever love a team more than how hard they fought for what we were trying to accomplish and for the honor they played with today.
Appreciate the time, Coach.
So, Spiegs, I'm watching that, and I'm like, look at him. Look at the growth. growth. Look at this man understanding that the journey was actually okay, that you didn't need a destination, that you the idea of the honorable loss. All of this stuff, Speed.
He's still sad about the destination being what it ended up being, but he's got some acceptance there. He's definitely in the acceptance place, and he's giving voice to the beautiful connectivity he clearly has with his players.
But then a few minutes later, video surfaces of Coach Hurley in the tunnel not being happy with the way that game ended.
That's him talking to the next team, saying he hopes the refs don't F you like they did us.
So
he's sitting. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen the epilogue to this?
Oh, yeah. They tried to shut down the news organization, tried to shut down the TV station.
Yeah.
And bully them away from using the tape. That didn't go well.
The SID went after the reporter. And the reporter's like, what do you... Like, this wasn't in the locker room. This was on the court and in the tunnel. Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Horrendous look. I mean, ridiculous, bullying kind of lame-ass look by UConn. Here's the thing about Danny, though. That tape is from before he talks to Tracy Wolfson.
Agreed.
So he is angry. He is resentful. He's looking for a target of who to be angry at. He hasn't settled himself, hasn't talked to his players. He's letting the vitriol flow and blaming the refs. And he eventually, with the help of some calm, and maybe Gino Auriemma called him, I don't know. But he finds that moment in the locker room to talk to the players and realizes, well, I got to accept it. So he's going through his processes, man. It's like, I understand.
I hope he gets there.
But he did. He did. I understand that. That's the same guy. Like in that 60 Minutes profile when he showed you downstairs, showed you his meditation room with the beautiful.
I have an affinity for superheroes. I wear the socks. I wear the underwear.
I mean, like he's got the room where he's trying to find the zen down there so he doesn't turn into the raging a-hole. I can relate to that, man. That is a lot of us trying to find it, and it's an ongoing process every day.
You know I can relate. speaking of which, here's a man that I have held a grudge against for a long time, and guess what? He's deserved it. Mick Cronin is the worst.
I know.
So much has been made about you guys going east. You just came back from a prolonged East Coast trip. Yeah. I'm wondering, have you seen anything from the teams that have to come out here and stay out here? Is there any kind of balance with that in terms of the wear and tear and just what you've seen on
the
court?
Wear and tear on them?
Yeah.
Is that a joke? Please tell me that's a joke.
Is it even comparable is essentially what I'm trying to say.
Have you ever looked at the NBA stats and what the gamblers and all those people do on West versus East? Talk to Eric Musselman, ask him that question, who coached in the NBA. Good luck, West, going East. We have to go back four times. Oh, the Big Ten teams get to come to Los Angeles where it's 70 degrees one time a year. They don't even have to switch hotels. We're 12 miles apart. Are you kidding me? Please tell me you're kidding me. Is this a plan? Is this a planted question? I mean, you cannot be serious with that. And meanwhile, we've seen the Eiffel Tower, or we've seen the Statue of Liberty twice in the last 3 weeks while we were landing. You can't possibly stop. I'm going to eat, man. You can't. I mean, he's asked me to feel sorry because Iowa had to come to L.A. for a few days. You can't be serious. You know how much people vacation here? Trust me. I got a lot of friends. I have to tell them, no, I'm focused. Everybody from back at Cincinnati wants to come out here all the time. I have to ration them out, okay? Nobody wants to be back there. How's the weather in Iowa City? Come on. Kidding me? You got comedians in the mix.
Wow.
See?
That's a bad guy, man.
He really, because it's not like the reporter was asking a legitimate question on what his viewpoint was on it. And he just rips the guy for no reason.
And meanwhile, we've seen the Eiffel Tower, or we've seen the Statue of Liberty twice.
Yeah. Look for the chains by her right foot.
I shouldn't say bad guy. I don't.
You're right.
I don't know him well enough, and
you got to know him real well in that soundbite.
Well, I really didn't like him right there. That was a bad moment right
there.
He's going
after all the time.
You're going after a reporter, man.
And Speaks, here's the thing. We didn't even play the part where he then complained about the flight that his team is taking. He hates the plane that they're flying on. He took a shot at the airline that's a partner with UCLA in his post-game press conference.
Man.
He's the worst.
That's ugly. That's ugly.
So let me do a little bit of redemption here, okay? I am a Coach Cal guy. I think that he is a lovable rogue. And I think that he is the one guy, the one big-name guy that instead of running away from it, has figured out how to embrace all of the changes that college basketball has gone through over the last 20 years. This was him talking about his players and clearly speaking to future players about NIL.
And I keep reminding them how much you've overcome. You guys think I'm winning and losing. You understand these kids like have a piano on their back. That it's never been this way in all my years of coaching. Because NIL, if a kid got money, it's just more weight. And now the families are more involved than they've ever been. Why? NIL. So now all of a sudden they got the people around them. They got the piano on their back. They miss a shot. Now social media tees off on you. Are you really looking at that stuff? I mean, for them to do what they did and then we're still playing... Like I said prior to the game, how about we give ourselves a chance to make some magic?
Man, that is a real a dude who tries hard to understand what his players are dealing with, what the young men are dealing with. It makes me think about the Coleman Hawkins video, the transfer from Illinois, who went to Kansas State and broke down crying after they lost in their conference tournament. And he said, I feel like I did a poor job of letting people talk about me because he got all this NIL criticism. Like there's a level of professionalism that comes along with legit NIL money and transfers that so many of these guys are, that it's a different ask than it used to be. And Cal is obviously keeping up with the emotional side of that.
Speaks, I think if you hear all three of those cuts, if you're a recruit and you hear all three of those cuts, you might find something in there from Danny Hurley where you're like, I like how passionate he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can put up with how passionate he is because he wants to win. And you hear Coach Cal and you're like, God, I want to play for that guy. That guy gets me. There's nothing you heard that says I want to play for Mick Cronin.
Yeah, you got comedians in it.
I hate that guy. Nothing
from Cronin. I'm good with Hurley, though. The more we've dissected, the more I've dug in. I get it, man. That's a dude who tries to get his anger and his resentment under wraps and is a freaking hell of a basketball coach. A little bit of drama, that's for sure, but I'm good with him.
Sean King takes a victory lap on his QB thoughts next here on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Amisid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Amisid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Amisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at Amisid.com. That's Amased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.